And it doesn't get any more Māori than our beautiful Lady Tūreiti Moksum. Tēnā koe, e te marae kura, ngā mihi ki a koe?
Ngā mihi ki a koe hoki, kia ora.
Kia ora. So you're the chair of the National Urban Māori Authority and managing director of Te Kōhao Health in Waikato, and you've seen firsthand the work of Oranga Tamariki. The government is looking at Oranga Tamariki residential care being closed. Do you think that's a good move?
I do. And I did when Whitta Gardner, Sir Whitta Gardner, or the late Sir Whitta Gardner, did it during his time prior to his death. I absolutely support it. I don't believe that they are the answer for anyone in our country, and particularly for us as Māori. And to me, it's a good move to do it, and it's about time. You know, how many times does a state entity have to be reviewed before someone wakes up and say, hey, enough. It's time for change here. We need to find other solutions, other ways of dealing with this. And, you know, anyone who abuses any child, whether they're ours or whether they're someone else, it's not acceptable in anybody's book. And wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally, totally agree. And, you know, I was going to ask you about Sir Whitta Gardner's report, and he laid out the challenges facing Oranga Tamariki. Have these been addressed, do you think?
No. No, I think, you know, what we suggested then and what we continue to say before the Waitangi Tribunal and, you know, since the Waitangi Tribunal hearing is that it needs to be dismantled. We need to have a totally different way of doing things. And certainly, I tell you, the thing that we really need to do is that Māori need to be trusted. You know, we say, oh, you know, we don't need to ask permission to be trusted. Well, I tell you what, the power lies not with Māori. The power lies with Pākehā who believe and believe that they have the answers for everybody. And that's got to stop. Māori have the answers for ourselves. We've said that and we've continued to say that for a very long time. And yet, here we are. You know, how many of our children need to be abused? You know, and that's only the ones we know. It's not the ones we don't know. There'll be a lot more than that. I promise you that. There'll be a lot more than that. These mokopuna.
Yes, these are the ones that have, you know, had the nerve to speak out.
Yes.
And you know, the statistic that still keeps coming up for me is the claim that people who spent time in New Zealand's residential care system were 5 to 9 times more likely to be incarcerated than those who grew up elsewhere. I mean, that the statistic alone is horrifying.
Yeah, but the collaboration between all the different governments, departments, you know, their ministries, it's just phenomenal, because what you have is you have that whole pipeline from Oranga Tamariki or the like into those residential justice care facilities, and then into prison, and then into mental health institutions. That's the pipeline. So how do you break the pipeline? You say, enough, stop beating us up, stop taking away our children and making us into the kinds of people that the society loathes. You know, we are proud people. We are a people born of royalty. We are a people born of chiefs. We are people who have navigated the moana nui akiwa, and yet we're treated still like we're the problem child of this nation.
Yes, definitely. And one of the other things, though, is one of the arguments coming through is that, you know, if we close all these residential care facilities, where are our tamariki who are at risk, who need safe housing, where can they be accommodated?
Well, we've got lots of examples of that already with iwi providers and Māori providers throughout the country who are looking after our babies, who are looking after our children. And I'm not saying that every single one of them is going to be squeaky clean, but I tell you what, culturally, it's the best response that we can give to our people, because when they're taken away from us, whether it's through Oranga Tamariki, state care, whatever capacity, they are marginalised from who they are. They're marginalised from their families. They're marginalised from their tikanga, from kawa, from rai, from their whakapapa. And how do we restore that? You know the Commission on Abuse, the Church and State Abuse, are looking very deeply into what's happened to us. And I can tell you this, it's been ongoing since colonisation, ongoing. And that, you know, at what point do we say, as Māori, as iwi, as hapū, as whānau, enough, stop it. You have been unleashing your hara on us forever, and it's time to stop. And that's what this is about for me. The thing is, they just want to continue to do and are afraid, and they make everybody afraid by their rhetoric. You know, we're going to put more of this resource into crime and stopping crime. Hey, the best place to start is at the beginning, prior to this ever happening. But do we?
Yeah. So we need a cultural response, and we need the resources to do it. And this is my own personal, bugbear. I want the name of OT to be changed.
Yes, exactly. I absolutely agree with you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, I know you keep telling us these things, and we're hearing, but not everybody is hearing. But hopefully we'll be talking to Kelvin Davis and a few other of our Māori politicians who are saying, look, you've got an opportunity, change it now. Tēnā koe. Thank you very much for your time. Ngā mihi kia Lady Tureiti Moxham.